The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so hello and welcome again. Welcome, a warm welcome to every single one of you, every single one of us. So for our practice today, we are going to continue with exploring our new Brahmavihara, which we started on Friday, exploring mudita, vicarious joy, also translated as empathetic joy. It's happiness for others' happiness. And we start where it's easy. So this practice of mudita, in Pali, the word is mudita, M-U-D-I-T-A, is a transliteration in English, is the practice of gladdening the heart and mind. It's the fastest way to become happy. If you find yourself heavy, just bring to mind someone you care about and their good fortune, someone whom you just feel happy for when they're happy, and let their happiness shine through your heart, that sense of happiness for their happiness. So tonight, what we'll do is that we'll turn our hearts to we start with an easy category. And then after we've primed our heart and we've practiced with the easy category, then we'll turn our attention to ourselves to feel happy for our own blessings, to feel a sense of celebration in the heart for blessings that we often have and we take for granted. We turn our hearts to that. And guess what? When we become happy for our own happiness, the practice of mudita, when turned to ourselves, becomes the practice of, guess what? Gratitude. Yay. Of course. So that's where the practice of gratitude is hiding in the Brahmaviharas. A lot of times people say, so where is gratitude in Buddhism? There's not much talk of it. Well, it's there. It's in the Brahmaviharas. It's in mudita. When you turn mudita to yourself, it becomes gratitude. When you're happy for your own happiness, that's what arises. The heart becomes grateful. So see for yourself. Anything else I want to say for frame? Oh, yes. And one thing I want to say to frame, and we can talk more about it afterwards, is the far enemy of this practice, as I mentioned, is envy. So sometimes when we are trying to feel happy for somebody else's happiness, oh, we want what they have. Well, so the kind of attraction come up in the heart. If that comes up, it's okay. This is a purification practice. You're not defective. You're not doing it wrong. It can bring those feelings up. It may not, it might. And if that may happen, please turn towards that pain, that suffering in that moment with your own metta, with your own compassion. Because when envy arises, we are the ones hurting in that moment. So instead of trying to muscle through your way with mudita, make it karuna, make it compassion. Turn to, oh, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. You want this also. It's all right. It's okay. So holding, turning with compassion and care towards whatever is arising. So as long as you're doing that, turning towards love, care, warmth, towards whatever is arising, you're doing this practice. Great. So anything else I want to say? Yeah, I've been looking forward to practicing together today. I've actually been practicing as I've been remembering mudita. It just makes my heart glad to bring that in. So let's practice it together. And again, whatever arises, whether it's mudita or it's opposite, bring kindness to it and it's all good. So let's get started. So I'd like to invite you If you would, to get into your meditation posture, you may want to move, shift, lie down. It's all good. See what your body needs. As always, we start by settling in the body. Settling in the body with the breath. Arriving and tilling the soil of presence. Becoming present in this moment. Softening, softening. Letting go. Connecting with the entirety of the in-breath and the out-breath. And with each out-breath, letting go into the body, relaxing, softening. Letting go of thoughts, preoccupations. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. You don't have to have those thoughts right now, do you? You can gently tell them not now. Come back after this practice, please. Just this moment, just this breath. And thank you, thoughts. Not now. Not now. Later. Feeling your feet, your legs, your sit bones contacting the earth. Earth on earth. Feeling grounded, stable, here, here. Arriving, continuing to arrive and settle in this moment, in this body, giving your heart, letting it be immersed with presence in this moment of being alive, in this breath. would like to invite you, if you would, bring to mind someone who's been a benefactor. They've supported you, they've been there for you. At some point in your life. And this definition of benefactor can be pretty wide, pretty loose. It could be a parent or a teacher or relative or a coach or a friend, a good friend. Can even consider our pets sometimes our benefactors with their unconditional love and care. Someone who's been supportive in some way in your life. Not in every way, but in some way. Where there is a sense of appreciation, a sense of connection, heart connection. You feel safe in their presence. There's a sense of goodness, appreciation, goodwill for this being, for the support they have offered you. And bringing them to mind as clearly as possible, with a sense of connection and appreciation for their support. Let your heart feel the goodness of this appreciation, this connection to this being. Whether or not they're in your life at this point. And now, bringing to mind some aspect of their life that is a blessing for them. Doesn't have to be every aspect that's fulfilling, but one aspect of life, of their being, that they feel happy, grateful for. And let yourself, as if you were witnessing their happiness, their joy, for this blessing in their life. As if you were holding witness, presence, witnessing them, feeling happy and grateful. And let your heart shine with gladness, with reflective happiness, witnessing their happiness and gladness. Notice what comes up in you. Happiness for their happiness. Let yourself feel it in your body, in your heart center. Connect to this gladness, to this goodwill in your heart. You can stay with the feeling alone or say the phrases of metta, the phrases of mudita, silently. reciting if you wish, optionally. I'm happy for your happiness. Or your happiness makes me happy, makes me glad, gives my heart joy. Or may your good fortune, may your blessing continue. May it increase, may it never end. Fully well knowing that there is impermanence as the law of human condition, and yet, without attachment to outcome, we're sharing our goodwill, our wish for their good fortune to continue, without attaching to it necessarily continuing, but just sharing with generosity, the sense of abundance of our heart. May it continue. May it never end, as a blessing, as a wish of generosity from our end. May your happiness increase. May it never end. If at any point, if it wanes, your feeling, your practice, bring up their image as clearly as you can, connecting with their felt sense, with them taking delight and happiness in their good fortune. Feeling in your bones their happiness. Notice how that can light up your heart in gladness naturally in connection. The more you connect with their felt sense, their image, with their happiness, the more stable this practice can become. Letting your body be relaxed, soft, receiving the breath. connecting with each breath to a reflected joy. Generosity of your heart. Now I'd like to invite you to bow to this benefactor, thank them for supporting your practice of cultivating generosity of heart and mudita, vicarious joy. Now turning your attention, your awareness to some blessing, some goodness in your own life that you feel grateful for, that you feel happy about. Some blessing you feel happy about. And bring it to heart. And see what it feels like if you said the phrases of metta for yourself. I'm happy for my own happiness. My happiness brings me joy. May this blessing, may this good fortune of mine may it increase, may it continue, may it increase, may it never end. Again, not attaching to outcome. The relaxed heart and mind, sharing your own goodwill for yourself. Without tightness of attachment. As if you were throwing flower petals, blessings upon yourself. I'm happy for my happiness. Notice if it turns, if it transforms this happiness to a sense of gratitude. Abundance of heart, as if you would want to kneel and kiss the ground for this blessing. Maybe, maybe not. Simply notice. I'm happy for this blessing in my life. My heart beams with gladness. For this good fortune of mine. May this abundance continue and never cease. May my happiness continue. I'm happy for my own happiness. I take delight in my good fortune and this blessing of mine. Allowing yourself to feel your own gladness, your happiness for this blessing, for this goodness in your life, relishing it. With generosity of heart, letting yourself relish this goodness. Staying in the present moment, not in the past, not in the future, not with fear, right here, right now, in this moment, present with appreciation for what is. And now inviting back your benefactor with whom you practiced earlier, bringing them back, and the two of you now together, bringing to mind both of your blessings, theirs and yours. Allowing yourself to feel happy for both of your good fortune, as different as they may be, different colors, flavors, and a sense of gladness for good fortune, for goodness in the world, the circumstance, I'm happy for our happiness, for our good fortune. May our good fortune continue. May it never cease. May it grow. Seeing both of you siblings in gladness, appreciating, appreciative joy. Thank you for your practice. So to me, it felt like time flew when practicing vicarious joy, practicing mudita. Such a lovely practice. So we have some time. And you're invited, dear Sangha, to share your comments, your observations, your reflections, what you observed, what was surprising, what worked, what didn't, what was challenging. It's all welcome, especially if you haven't shared in a while. Please raise your Zoom hand in reactions, the bottom. Or you can type in chat, either privately to me, I won't say your name, or publicly. And would love to hear from you. Anything is welcome. Ben asks, is this practice related to techniques of magnifying pleasant sensations as an entryway to jhana? Not exactly. The way you're talking about it, it's not about a technique of magnifying pleasant sensation as an entryway to jhana. No. And yet, there are, for all the Brahmaviharas, let me say what jhanas are. Jhanas are states of absorption. They're when in the practice of samatha, samadhi, translate as concentration, when one comes back to the same object over and over and over again, the mind can have a sense of stability, profound stability that can feel like absorption with the object, as if the mind is merging with the object. Often in the West, we teach absorptions with anapanasati, with the breath, but there are many different objects. So there are 40 different objects, in fact, in this tradition. So related to your question, Ben, there are absorptions, there are jhanas, there are states of stability for each of the four Brahmaviharas. So mudita, vicarious joy, if one practices it, keep practicing, the mind will become stable and will reach each absorption, which feels very different, has a different flavor than absorption through the breath. So that answers your question. Jeannie says, I chose my aunt as benefactor. She died yesterday morning. Oh, it was very sweet. That is very sweet. Thank you, Jeannie, for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. Yeah. Ben says, it sounds like mudita's reverse anxiety, where anxiety is a vicious cycle. Mudita, as you taught, is a virtuous cycle. Absolutely. It is a virtuous cycle. Yes. Bringing the mind to goodness, to gladness. And there is so much to be glad, happy about for others or for ourselves, not just turning our hearts to what's challenging and difficult. Any other reflections? What was easy? What was challenging? What you discovered? What surprised you? Especially if you're new, would love to hear from you, hear your wisdom. And please know that whatever you share is a gift to the community. Jerry says, I had forgotten about a benefactor and realized how I am where I am right now because of him. It made me more aware of a deeper sense of gratitude. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Jerry. I felt the same way with the friend I was bringing to mind. It was just such a lovely sense of gratitude and connection, happiness for them. I couldn't stop smiling. So lovely. We'll take a pause, maybe a beat for one more reflection, especially if anybody wants to say it out loud. And of course, we can reserve time on the other end when we come back from groups. Charles Lee, please.
Yeah, thanks. I have this feeling of like this light, what I thought of was actually a Christian prayer that you say for the dead, which is, you know, may light perpetual shine upon them or shine upon you, but certainly was not thinking of death, but was definitely thinking, may just, you know, the beam of the sun shine warmly on all beings.
That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Charles Lee. Thank you for sharing that. As you said it out loud, I was feeling the generosity, the goodwill of, may the sun, may this beam upon you. And how lovely to connect these two practices of the heart. How lovely. Yeah. Yeah. How lovely to practice, to connect them. And thank you for sharing that. Makes me happy. Lovely. So, dear ones, so the invitation I have. Oh, one more comment from Jamie. I realized my benefactor's blessing was a product of her own efforts, and my vicarious happiness turned into admiration. Oh, lovely. I love that. Thank you. Profound. How these wholesome states of mind can be connected. So for our practice in community tonight, before you hop off, listen to what it is. So the invitation is, as we get into groups of three, after maybe we'll just start speaking, share something that brings you joy, something that you're grateful for in your life, one thing, and the other two people will have appreciative joy, vicarious joy for your blessing. And then somebody else will share something. And then the third person, and then you'll again share, and then the second and third, and you'll go around and around sharing something you're grateful for, while the other two really have the sense of mudita. May your blessing continue. May it never end. May it grow. And then you'll get to do it for others. It's just such a fun practice to do now in real time, now that you've done it in your mind. It's just see what it's like. It's just as I describe it, I'm actually getting chills. So see what it's like to actually do it in real time and be held witness by others and hold others witness. So that's the invitation. Then I hope you stay, especially if you have a tendency to hop off and not participate. See how happy making this can be. So I'm going to create the rooms, and here we go, opening them up. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed. And we have a couple of minutes for any observations. How were the grooves? What was the practice like to share your joy with each other? I see lots of people smiling. This is great. So we'd love to hear from you, please. Especially if you haven't spoken yet. Joy is infectious, says Jerry. Yes. Anyone who's smiling ear to ear wants to read. Okay, Fred, here, please. There you go.
And then not so much on our group, but I was realizing that the person I picked as my benefactor, who's in fact going to drop by and be my benefactor again tomorrow, would choose me as her benefactor too, and might be surprised that I would think of her as my benefactor, but there's a kind of reciprocity, or maybe not even that quite. It's a kind of mutuality that's really at the heart of it.
Yeah. And isn't that sweet that people can be our benefactors in a way that they've supported us, not in a big way of being the benefactor, but it's just in a way they've supported us without them really knowing or us being theirs. It's just such a beauty in the mutuality that you just pointed out. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And Julie, please.
I just wanted to share that coming into the group tonight, I was feeling really tired. Long day at work and yada yada yada, and it's amazing how connection can be so energizing, and how I thought I was tired, and perhaps physically I may still be, but when we connect like this, just as a larger group like this, and then in our smaller groups, it just like amplifies it, and then we get to bring it back here, and then we get to say goodbye, and we get to take it into our, our immediate worlds here. And it just, when I envision it, it just, and on and on and on. So thank you all for being here, because without all of you, I couldn't be experiencing this right now. So
Thank you, Julie. You're getting lots of hearts, as you're saying, and it's very sweet. Thank you for saying this, and thank you for being here and supporting everyone and yourself in this practice. It's so lovely to hear. It gives me joy. Yay. And now Siri's talking to me. She said, right back at ya. I guess it's right back at ya, Julie. It's Siri's message. That's too funny. Few reflections. Terrence says the most obvious joy blessing is this practice. Yes. Isn't it? Being having access to the Dhamma and this practice is a blessing indeed. And Marie Christine, you're right, Terrence. It is pure bliss. And how beautiful, Julie, says Susan, and a bunch of other hearts. So, oh, what a lovely note. What a lovely note of joy to end our practice together. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for showing up and doing this practice for yourself and for everyone whose lives yours touches. May all beings be filled with joy and happiness and gladness. May all beings be free, including ourselves. And now I will stop the recording.